This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. White House tweeting out about a new court document surrounding the investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election and two former Trump associates who struck plea deals in exchange for their cooperation. Get more now from AP's Jackie Quinn.
The papers surround the president's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, and Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, both accused of having more contacts with Russian associates than they first let on. Prosecutors allege Manafort lied about contacts with a Russian intermediary and contacts about Trump administration officials, claiming that he has breached his deal for a lighter sentence on two felony counts. In sentencing papers for former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, prosecutors allege he was fielding outreach from Russians who wanted synergy with the Trump campaign as early as 2015. Soon after that court filing was made public, Trump tweeted out, "Totally clears the president." Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A Canadian prosecutor urged a court to deny bail to a Chinese executive at the heart of a case that's shaking up the U.S.-China relations. Meng Wanzhou, the chief financial officer of telecommunications giant Huawei and daughter of its founder, was detained at the request of the U.S. during a layover in Canada, the same day that Presidents Donald Trump and Xi Jinping of China agreed to a 90-day ceasefire in a trade war that threatens to disrupt global commerce. Fears the Huawei case might spark renewed U.S. trade hostilities have rattled global financial markets. Top Democrat in the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, is warning that the United States is being outgunned in cyberspace, already having lost its competitive advantage to Russia while China is rapidly closing in. This is VOA News. A former U.S. Attorney General from the administration of the late President George H.W. Bush is the current president's choice to again lead the Justice Department. We get details now from VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
President Donald Trump told reporters he wants former U.S. Attorney General William Barr to again take his old job.
I did not know him until recently when I went through the process of looking at people, and he was my first choice from day one.
If confirmed by the Senate, Barr would succeed Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, who has been running the top federal law enforcement agency since Trump forced out Jeff Sessions a month ago. Whitaker was Sessions' chief of staff. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
United States has accused Russia and Syria fabricating a story about chemical weapons use by Syrian rebels. The United States says it has credible information. The account by Russia of chemical weapons use in Syria in November was false and said that Russian and Syrian forces instead had fired tear gas. Russia's defense ministry has said on November 24th that Syrian rebels fired grenades containing chlorine near the government-held city of Aleppo, Syrian state media also reporting that account. The U.S. Secret Service has ended nearly 40 years of protecting former President George H.W. Bush with the tribute. Here's AP's Warren Levinson.
The detail officially ended Friday morning, the day after Bush was buried at his presidential library in College Station, Texas. The Secret Service nickname for the 41st president, Timberwolf. Some agents became close friends. Agents were honorary pallbearers at this week's funeral events. The Secret Service paid tribute to the late president on Twitter, posting photos from 2013 when Bush shaved his head in support of an agent's 2-year-old son with leukemia. Bush's daughter Robin died of the disease at the age of 3. I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. Space Agency's Mars lander has captured the first sounds of Martian wind. Low-frequency rumblings were collected by the InSight lander during the first week of operations on Mars, wind estimated to be blowing between 16 and 24 kilometers per hour. Researchers say these are the first sounds from Mars to be detectable by human ears. China has launched a groundbreaking mission to land a spacecraft on the largely unexplored far side of the moon. If successful, the mission would propel the Chinese program in space to a leading position in one of the most important areas of lunar exploration. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.